Hi, Amy Jones, please.
Officer, can I help you?
Hi, Denise here on a recorded line. It's regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit. Are you or a family member still interested in participating?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have an attorney representing you for this claim?
No, ma'am.
Were you or a family member by any chance diagnosed with melanoma after taking Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Would this be for yourself? You were
Yes,
diagnosed?
ma'am.
Oh, no. How long ago?
I didn't find out I had it till 2014, but they said I had it in 2004.
Oh, wow. Okay, but your official diagnosis was around 2014, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And how are you feeling presently?
Still have headaches.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Are you feeling better
I'm sorry.
presently?
Give me one second, baby doll.
No problem.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time, baby doll.
No, I was just asking, most importantly, how are you feeling presently?
Right now I'm okay, but I deal with a lot of migraines.
Oh, no. Sorry to hear this. So yeah, well, based on the information you've given me so far, we can continue with some more questions here. So you do not have an attorney. I always have to double check. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was this a meningioma of the brain or the spine?
Brain.
Okay. And then date of diagnosis, we don't have to put the exact date, but what would be your guesstimate? Was it summer of 2014, spring?
It was like the fall,
The fall.
like
Okay. October?
November-ish, like
November-ish.
October, November.
Okay. So we can put November 5th, if that's okay with you. Was it the
Yes,
beginning?
that's fine.
Okay. We'll just put November 5th of 2014. And then can I get your date of birth, please?
February 28th, 1980.
Okay. So February 28th of 1980. And then do you know of any family members or loved ones, coworkers that were also injured by the Depo Provera that were able to assist?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, no problem. And then I'll also send you my direct line in case something does come up later. If you know of someone, you can pass along
Okay.
my information. And then did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
And just to be sure here, was it just Depo Provera, or do you remember it being like Depo sub-Q Provera or generic?
I just remember it being Depo-Vero.
Okay, no problem. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum? That would be the equivalent of four injections once every 3 months.
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you please confirm that you have had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then when did you start taking Depo Provera?
It was October of 2000.
Okay. So October of 2000, you started taking Depo Provera.
Yes, it was probably like, because I had my daughter on the 9th of October, so
So after
was
your
after
daughter's
that.
birth.
Yes.
Okay, so would it be safe to say like the 10th, the 11th, the 15th?
I'd say like the 12th.
Okay, we'll put 10, 12, okay, 10, 12 of 2000. Okay. And then when did you stop? Because I know you were diagnosed, we determined around November of 2014. Did you stop
Yes.
before or after your diagnosis, or
I
the
stopped
same date?
after.
Okay.
So I mean, then, before. I'm sorry. I stopped before.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So should we say, like, maybe around Halloween time?
Yes.
Okay. We can put, like, 10/28 of 2014, if that's okay with you.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And let me write on here meningioma diagnosis. Let's see. Okay. And then can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then let me enter your first name and last name into this section here. Do you have a middle initial, Ms. Jones?
D.
D as in dog or D as in David? Okay. And then Amy D. Jones. And Ms. Jones, we do require a social security, at least the last four, in order for the law firm to match your medical records to your identity. So this is for your protection. Whenever you're ready, I can type it in.
So you just need the last four?
I mean, ideally, we would need the full social. But
okay, that's
you,
fine. I was just asking to make sure.
Yeah, yeah.
216-96-1999.
Okay, 216-96-1999. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then I do have an email address on file, italianqueen0228@gmail.com. Is this correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. I have a phone number of 443-319-7547. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what would be your contact preference? Phone call, text message, or email?
Any of them.
I just have to pick one for the law firm to know and the, you know, and then your
text message is fine.
Okay. And then best time of the day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening? I have to pick one.
Afternoon.
Okay. And then can I get your home address, please?
2007 Bear, like the animal, Ridge, Rose, apartment 104.
Okay.
Dundalk, Maryland, 21222.
Okay, perfect. So it did come up, 2007 Bear Ridge Road, Dundalk, Maryland, USA, 21222, zip code. And then I have apartment number of 104. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Perfect. And let's see here. Was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or on your own?
By medical staff.
Okay. And then we will need that information as far as who administered the Depo Provera. We can look it up on Google. If you can remember the first name, last name, and the facility name, that's very helpful. If not, whatever you can remember.
I know it was the Franklin Square Women's Pavilion.
Franklin Square Women's Pavilion, you said, or civilian?
Pavilion with a P.
Okay, got it. And then that would be in Maryland, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I did look it up here. I do see a MedStar Health, Women's Health at MedStar Franklin Square Medical Center. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And it's showing Winberg Building, 9103 Franklin Square?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me just copy and paste this information really quickly.
Can you give me 1 second? I have to drop.
Yeah. This. Yeah, no problem.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Ms. Jones. Yes, I'm still here. No problem.
Sorry
at all. So it's asking how many times were you injected with the product? And I did the math here. It looks like you were on the depot for 14 years consecutively.
Yes.
And within those 14 years, you got the depot like 4 times a year. So that would be 56 times of getting injected with the product for 14 years. Does that sound accurate?
Well, I know in 2003, I
mm-hmm.
stopped
mm-hmm.
for a little bit, and I got pregnant with my, because I got pregnant with my son,
mm-hmm.
2004, sorry,
okay.
not three.
Okay.
And then I started up after I had him.
Oh, okay,
started
no problem.
That.
So maybe like there was a year off, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So 56 take away 4, that would be 52.
Okay.
52 times, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then I did put on here Women's Health at MedStar Franklin Square Medical Center, and I entered the information. Is there a specific, you had said that the medical staff had administered the depot, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a specific name that you remember, like the nurse's name, the doctor's name?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay.
That's another thing wrong. I have memory loss, so it's hard for me to remember stuff.
Yeah, and I do hear that with a meningioma, you do get some memory loss. No problem at all. We're trying our best here. I understand. No, you don't remember a specific name then, okay. Do you remember if it was quite a few people doing the shot or one person specifically every time?
It was like the nurses that would give it to me.
Okay, so different nurses.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll put that on here. Different nurses. Okay. And then as far as the prescribing doctor, we just went over this. You don't remember. It was different nurses. But I will put on here MedStar Health as well. It's pretty much asking the same information in this section. So I'm just going to copy and paste really quickly, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And then as far as the pharmacy, Ms. Jones, was there a pharmacy, like a local pharmacy, that you were picking up any depot-related items or medication for your meningioma that we can write down?
The CVS.
Okay, the CVS on in Maryland, okay?
Yeah. And Walgreens. It just varied which one I went to.
So we'll put down the CVS one. Is there a specific one? Like, do you remember the street address?
I know it was in, I'm sorry. No, it was Walgreens. It was in Middle River.
Mid River?
Middle River.
Okay. Walgreens, Middle River, Maryland, Baltimore. Okay.
I can't remember the street right now. I know it's Comp. I think it's Compass.
Yes, it did come up as Compass. Yes, it did. So let me enter this information really quickly in here. Walgreens address 401 Compass Road, East Baltimore. Pharmacy phone number 410-780-4770. Okay. And, okay, perfect. So now we have that. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then who diagnosed you with the meningioma?
The Franklin Square Neurology.
Okay. Let's see. Franklin Square Neurology. Jennifer Jean? Is that correct? That's the first person that popped up under Franklin Square Neurology.
I don't know if that was her name. I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Jennifer Jean Hutchinson is showing up on here. Let me enter in this information. Facility name, neurology, but it was a woman, correct?
Yes, it was a
woman. Okay. We can look up a few names, and I'll name them off in case one of them pops up.
Okay.
For now, let me just enter their phone number, their address. And then she was a neurologist. Okay, let me see if I find any other doctor on here. Let's see. Anna Loans came up. I'm looking to see if there's any other woman neurologists on here. I don't really see any other one. Okay, so Jennifer definitely does not sound familiar to you. There's also Elizabeth Chandler.
Yes, that's her.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Awesome. So let me write her information in here. Perfect. And then, Ms. Jones, were there any prior cancer diagnosis?
I did have cervical cancer.
Cervical. Okay. So this was before the diagnosis of meningioma, correct?
That was before I got diagnosed, before I even knew about the meningioma. Yeah.
Okay.
That was back in 07.
So back in 2007 was the cervical cancer, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm sorry to hear that you went through that, Ms. Jones. Let me just put a date on here. Prior cancer diagnosis, 2007. Was it spring, summer, winter?
It was winter.
I'm sorry?
It was December.
December, okay.
It was probably December 05.
December 05?
06.
Okay. December 06 of 2007?
Yeah.
Okay. And then...
December 2006.
Oh, December of 2006. Okay. Would it be safe to say the early December, like December 6th of 2006?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that information. And then prior cancer status, was there like a stage of the cervical cancer, stage one or anything like that?
No, they didn't give that to me. They just they just removed it because I had a hysterectomy.
Okay, cervical cancer removed. Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? Were you like on pain meds, any chemo?
Just pain medicine.
Okay, so pain medication. Okay. And then who was your treating doctor? Was it Elizabeth Chandler as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me write her information in here. MedStar Medical Center. Nine 103 Franklin Square.
Brendan, sign into the Chevy. Into the track.
Was that in Rosedale, Maryland?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Making sure. And then I'm just entering the phone
into
number.
The track.
Okay. And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma at all?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. And then we're almost done here. Ms. Jones, thank you for your patience. Let's see. They'll go over everything with you as far as your medical records. I just need to ask. I'm required to ask. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
Unfortunately, no. I wish I did.
Okay.
Thank you for calling James.
No problem. So we just need to make sure that the medical records do exist. So they're able to obtain those medical records, correct? Should they call around, the medical records are available. Okay.
Good
afternoon, James.
Can I help you?
Hey, baby, it's Amy. What size engine is that for?
Give me 1 second.
And then, Ms. Jones, really quickly, do you have an emergency contact number that you would like to provide?
Yes.
And this really helps prevent disruptions in your case in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So we will only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period.
Okay.
Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
No, he does not live with me right now.
Okay, no problem. And what is the first name?
Tommy.
A 3.7. Yes.
All right, babe. Thank you. I'm looking for your part now.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Oh, did you say Tom?
I'm sorry.
Did you say Tom as in T-O-M?
T-O-M-M-I-E.
Tommy. Okay, got it. And then Tommy's phone number?
It's 301-861-8579.
301-861-8579?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then relationship?
Significant other.
Okay. And does he live in the same state?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. And then do you have an emergency contact email for Tommy, or would you like to just include yours in that section?
It's going to be tommy.l.o'neill1122@gmail.com.
Okay. O'Neill as in O-N-E-A-L?
Yes.
Okay. tommy.l.o'neill1122@gmail.com. Perfect. Okay. And then one quick question, should the law firm require for you to provide the medical records, again, they'll definitely go over all the details with you, but I do need a mark. Would you be able to provide them through mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Okay, thank you. And then I'm just going to go through this with you. We're done. I'm just going to go through a few things with you just to make sure there are no typos once we create the DocuSign, okay? I just want to make sure there's no typos. So really quickly, you would like to participate in the double Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed any documents with another law firm. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking double Provera for at least 1 year. Date of diagnosis 11/5 of 2014. Date of birth, 2/28 of 1980. You did take the name brand injectable contraceptive double Provera, and you did take it for at least 1 year minimum. That would be 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. Usage start date, 10/12 of 2000. Usage stop date, 10/28 of 2014. And then I have Amy D. Jones. 216-961-999 is your social security. I have an email, italianqueen0228@gmail.com. Phone number 443-319-7547. I have an address, 2007 Bear Ridge Road, Dunduck, Maryland. And it's apartment 104-21222. And then I have all the other information as far as your medical information and then your emergency contact. Does everything sound accurate?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So I will be sending you a DocuSign shortly. You should be receiving it in your email. Once you do receive it, it's rather simple, but if you need my assistance, I will stay on the phone with you in case you need help with signing. You did receive the email, Ms. Jones?
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be right here if you need my help. I'll be composing a text message to send to you.
No, not yet.
Oh, you did not receive my email? Is that correct?
No.
No? Okay. It usually gets there pretty quickly.
Okay.
I'm wondering.
It came in.
Oh, okay. Perfect. I'm like, what's going on?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to do this and I'm at work at the same time.
I know. I know. You sound a bit busy. That's why I was like, I was trying to get that to you as soon as possible. It's rather simple. Let me know if you need my assistance and then I'll be sending you a text message.
Can you see if you got this part for me, please?
I got 601-240.
Yes.
All right. Here.
Thank you.
AutoZone is hiring delivery drivers. Apply today at careers.autozone.com.
Okay, Ms. Jones.
Yeah.
It looks like I did receive it. Let me make sure that everything looks good, okay, before we get off the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. It looks great. I'll be sending you a text message with my direct line in case you have any questions, and then I'll also send you the law firm's information, okay, Ms. Jones?
Yes.
I always say give them about a week. If you don't hear from them, you can call them directly, and they can look up your case and give you updates.
Okay.
I wish you the best, okay? Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.